Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today I have special guest co-host Lynette Carolla from the Crying Out Loud podcast here to talk about threesomes, masturbation, porn, and how to communicate your needs to your partner, and oh, so much more. I don't know where this is going to go, but it's going to go crazy. Thanks for listening. You know how I'm always talking about how important it is to mix things up in the bedroom? Well, Hustler Hollywood Stores should be your main destination to the best toys, erotica, the sexiest lingerie, and most of all, the easiest way to find answers to what you've been looking for to how to enhance your sex life. I always say it's great first date night. Take them to a Hustler Hollywood store and figure out, you know, maybe not first date, a date night, a second date. Figure out what you both like. Oh, that toy looks hot. Or have you ever watched this kind of porn? It's a great way to figure out what you and your partner want to try, what you like, to spice up your relationship, or if you just need a special toy for yourself. Also, they have a new website, hustlerhollywoodstores.com, and you can use Sex with Emily at checkout, and you get 20% off any of their toys, any of their products. Also, if you go to their store, you also say Sex with Emily at the counter, and you get 20% off all your sexy purchases. How fun is that? So go to hustlerhollywood.com and have a good time there, because I know you will. Spice up your sex life.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, check out our blogs, our posts. We update the website every single day with things that will change your sex life and your relationships. So go check it out. It'll make you really happy. Also, on Facebook and Instagram and what's the other one? Twitter. I'm Sex with Emily across the board. So check me out there too. It means a lot. And I appreciate you all for listening. And I'm so excited that Lynette's here. Yay, Lynette!
Yay.
Hi, Lynette.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. I'm sorry. My voice is like this.
It's always sexy like that.
No,
like,
no.
Are you sick?
I'm not sick. The cold was going around. I'm not contagious, but the kids were good. Yeah, whatever.
The kids, are they back at school?
They're back at school.
Everybody's twin boys? Boy and a girl.
Boy and
I always
girl.
Say that too. I know. Because like, I always think, okay. People do that all the time where they're like,
all the
boy.
Time, yeah.
Right, boy and a girl, I do that. So they're back, because I just feel like I just saw you and they were like out of school.
I know, because they're out of school quick and then they're back to school, which is good.
That's good.
A good thing.
So now you are doing for Crying Out Loud. How often are you guys doing shows?
We do two shows a week. Every Tuesday and Friday is a new episode with my co-host, Stephanie Wilder-Taylor. And we talk about all kinds of stuff. I'm also the new, I guess you can call it, ambassador for Mangria, which is this like taking on a life of its own kind of thing.
I love, so tell everyone what Mangria is if they haven't had the pleasure to taste it yet.
In a nut, it's a, thank you, it's a, and I brought you some.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, in a nutshell, it's a specialty cocktail and it's 21% alcohol. It's in a wine. It's the highest you can get before you get to spirits, and it's in that
so brilliant
category.
So how many does most wine have alcohol?
Most of the time it's like a 12, 11.
Oh my god. Yeah, so you get wasted, because I had one glass. It was so, or two probably.
It's very strong.
Vegas, it's so strong, because I have a hard time drinking like more than one glass of wine, because I get buzzy.
Me too.
It was amazing.
It's a better buzz than wine, because I'm not a big wine drinker. I love beer. I'm not a big red. I saw all the moms that drink wine and stuff. But Mangria, it's just, you pour it over the rocks. It's ready to pour, and it just melts all your problem after you take a drink, like everything. And we have it in red. We have a white and a brosé.
But brosé.
Yes. And so we've been doing these Mangria bar crawls where we hit four bars, and we go to a city, San Diego. We're going to San Francisco.
Oh, when?
I'll let you know.
Okay, because we had a good time. We went to Vegas.
That was a blast.
And then I was supposed to go with you to San Diego, but it was just so hard to get there for a night.
Yeah.
But I would, and I know San Francisco, all the people
there. Yeah, I know.
I would rally my troops for the Mangria. Where can people buy it?
You go to CorollaDrinks.com.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. So that's your job.
That's my
job. Your second job. Fifth job, probably, with the kids, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm. Being a wife.
Being a wife.
There's one more thing I have to mention before I forget, because I often forget this, that I'm going to be in New York, so don't go to San Francisco then, September 18th to the 20th, for the Sexual Health Expo, which is really taken off this year. We started in January in L.A. We did one in Phoenix this summer, and now it is in New York. It is a three-day expo where you're going to have speakers, like the top sex educators and relationship educators in the world are going to be there speaking for 2 days. Tickets are super reasonable, but I'm also giving away free tickets if you email me, feedback@sexwithelmy.com. And there's going to be breakout sessions, I hate breakout sessions. What are they called? Like sessions where you can go talk to you. Like breakouts, like when they make you talk to your partner.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. No, but like
speech. Meet and greets.
There will be meet and greets, but they're going to have sessions, like hour long.
Oh, like workshops.
Like how to give a blowjob, how to enhance intimacy. But there's also going to be on display really cool sex products and the latest and greatest toys. So if you live in New York or the New York era, please come see me and say hi. I'm giving the keynote, I think, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's all at sexualhealthexpo.com. And also the other thing is, and we're giving away tickets, feedback@sexwithemmy.com. Oh, and if you don't live in New York and you heard this, you're like, oh, I guess my friend would love to go. Tell your friends. Tell them about it. It's going to be a good time.
I might be there.
Really?
Maybe, possibly. Yeah.
We're
kicking off Monday Night Football that Monday after that weekend.
Okay. I'm going to be there Monday.
Yeah. So I might be there. I don't know. I have to get these Mangria girls round up. And
do you have to find like hot Mangria girls?
Yes, that's part of my
job. Do you do the casting?
I found an agency that sends me pictures and, you know, pick the girls you like and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Yeah. You had some sexy Mangria girls there in Vegas.
We did.
I'm like, I felt so not sexy. I'm like, I'm not really here to help. I'm just going to drink in the La Cabana with you.
Yeah.
But that was fine. That was all fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And everyone can find you at LynetteCorolla.com on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
All that
Doing
stuff.
A lot of Instagram.
Okay. So what's going on with you? What's the latest?
So I don't know. I was going
to
ask you.
You
my head
some
is spinning. I have so many questions.
I know. Okay. I was like, go. Yeah. Ask away.
So I was asking you before the show about the porn sites, and not that I go there very often.
Right. Right. Not very often. Not in the last 2 hours.
But they're scary. Like, you know, the stay away, you click on something. Next thing you know, you click and you click. And the next thing you know, there's a girl talking. And then there's the stay away alert message that comes up. And you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do, but I think you get software that blocks it, right? Isn't there blocking what's it called? The software that you put in your computer that blocks all pop-ups?
Like, yeah, it's ad blocking. Do you have a Mac or?
Yeah, a Mac.
Okay.
Yeah, just
we're
going to
show you.
Yeah, I'll show you because I have ad block too because I had the same problem.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the feds showing up at my door, you know?
Right, right. Like, and how would Adam feel?
Like child pornography and stuff like that. What the heck? You know, it's like I'm
right.
It's just because it says, you know,
father dominates daughter
on the,
like,
you know,
I didn't watch
farm.
That. I swear.
Oh, my
it popped
God.
Up. So there's something called ad blocking on the Mac, which we'll show you, and it will block all pop-ups.
Okay. So
you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And they're not tracking you if you're not putting in your – they don't
so
ask
you. So if
you,
like, search, like, rape or something like that.
No, most women search rape. That's the most popular thing we search.
I'm going to tell you something that will change your life, and it will change all listeners who secretly are watching porn and don't want their partners to know about it.
Okay.
Hi guys. It's called the incognito window. So if you're using like Google Chrome, you open up, you can like at the very top, you can select like incognito window, And it's not like, I mean, obviously, if you're doing some terrible stuff and the government gets into your computer, they're going to be able to find everything. It's not that hidden, but it doesn't save your search history.
Okay.
So if you're looking up, like, for instance, I fell down the rabbit hole of pegging, researching for Emily's workshop, and all this like porn stuff was popping up, and I was like, oh, I can't have this on my browser. Like, if anyone goes in there, they're gonna be like, Madison, what the?
Well, right. I know. No. I think
everyone has these fears. Yeah. That's why they set up all these things. Yeah. Right. No,
she
like,
just
hey,
grabs
mommy.
My computer and yeah. opens it up, and all, you know, it's like fucking Jasmine sitting there with her boobs out or
right, exactly.
like dive like a. Like a soldier on top of a
Wait,
bomb.
Do you have an iPad too, maybe?
Yeah, I have an iPad. But they're on top there with that too.
Oh, yeah.
But iPads are yeah.
That's true.
Kids love iPads.
They do. It's okay, terrifying. So we're going to set you all up. But what okay. kind of porn do you like? Rape porn? What, YouTube? Oh my God. Do you go to the tube channels?
Yeah, I guess. Like the I don't know. I just Google porn, free porn, or YouPorn.
Yeah, YouPorn. Yeah. Isn't that the one that everyone goes to?
And then there's like a bunch on the top that says like, you know, I don't know, two. I don't know, like two. Yeah,
I know. I don't.
They give you categories like at the top, and then you're like, oh, that looks interesting.
Right.
And you're like, this is trending, so we'll go for that.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Like, do you like girl on girl? That's what I like.
I like awesome. All of it. I sometimes get stuck there for hours, and I'm done, you know, but then I'm still like watching it, like,
right.
wow, there's this, there's that. Oh my God, what are they doing? This poor girl.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of shit.
Like, does her mother know? But does it ever give you ideas though, like things to bring home? You're like, that turned me on.
Well, the girl on girl thing. I've always thought about that threesome thing that Adam would ever.
Right.
Go for it, because he sat next to Dr. Drew for 12 years.
Oh,
and
God, right on Loveline.
And he's
Drew's
like,
Drew's like,
never
threesomes are bad. Anal sex is bad. And I'm so different than Drew on Loveline.
I know.
I'm like,
they
can only be bad if you don't negotiate it first with your partner.
So right. what about a long, it's never.
What about what? It doesn't
like
be about
a
you
long-term
with
relationship with threesome.
I mean, typically, only if you're both on board and things are really solid in your relationship. It's not a way to solve it. It's
right.
not a way for any couple to be like, oh, this might reignite our spark if we bring in a third person. Because typically it doesn't do that. Just like having a kid won't save your marriage. But if you like, we've been together, we've been banging each other for this many years, and let's try it. I think it'd be hot to see you with a woman. You've been wanting to be with a woman. We have these ground rules. She can't sleep over. You can't kiss her. You can't sleep with her. Whatever. And couples talk right. about it in a really like intellectual mm-hmm. way. You know, like they're like have the rules. Then you can do it. But if you're not in a healthy place in the relationship, I don't
know. So you've told that to Drew? And Drew, what have you said that in front of Drew?
Yeah, I've given that advice on during Love Line.
What is he saying?
I mean, I don't know. He's on his phone.
He sits there with his puss on.
Right,
yeah.
He sits there with his phone.
Yeah.
You know, on Instagram. But no, he does not argue with me.
Easy for him with his hot wife to go home to, you know. I mean,
right,
so.
Right.
But, okay, so, all right.
So that's the thing with threesomes. But you were saying, like, some of your friends were into threesomes, too? Or
well, I had a I have a friend that was dating this young guy. He was – and she was having a great time. But it was, like, a long-distance thing or whatever. And, the fifth time they got together or something, he wanted to have a threesome. And she was like, yeah, dude, maybe down the line, but I don't think we're there yet.
Right.
You know?
She's right.
And he was, like, pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And mm-hmm. she was like, I'm done.
Right. You never, because the other rules I tell couples, like, you never want to push it. You want to have it become something that she's interested in as well,
right.
which you can do. I mean, that can happen. But the second you're like, let's have a threesome, the first thing she thinks is, I'm not enough for you.
Right.
You think I'm fat and ugly. You don't like me. You're not attracted to me. You want to sleep with my best friend. You know, whatever
yeah.
it is, all these things go through our heads. So it's like, it's all in the approach. It's all in the ask. And so you could start out by saying, like, oh, have you ever wanted to be with another woman? Has it ever interested you? I think it'd be hot.
Well, they
to see.
Did. I think they talked about it. That's
oh,
what she's saying.
Then he thought he had the
and
green
then he
light.
Thought, yeah. And then so they got together. Again, and then he's like, I got something exciting for you this time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, meet for drinks. And how about you meet my friend? And she was like, no, I'm not interested. Like, maybe down the line.
Yeah.
But,
the first few months
first,
of dating,
yeah,
no, that's like, when the sex is really freaking still hot, still. And you're like into it. And you're, no,
mm-hmm.
that can be weird. But like, I feel like the three that can be obviously because she wasn't into it. But if she wasn't maybe as serious about him or she was looking to experiment, that might be good.
I think that she was I don't know if she was serious because she dates a lot. But she did like she's
liked
like
him
do
enough
I see
to
him again? Do I not see him again? Kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know, do he disrespect? I don't.
Yeah,
kinda,
no, I mean, definitely, she should trust her gut on that one.
Yeah.
But I feel like the best. I mean, this is such a rare scenario, but like the best threesome I ever had was when. It was super casual. I was dating a guy for a while, casually, like we were seeing other people, which does not happen this often, that we were still really good friends and really open. And he had a friend who had never been in a threesome, and she wanted to do something. He's like, would you
do you want to meet for drinks, the three of us? And I was like, sure. So he told me, like, this could happen or not, no pressure. And we went, and we had drinks, and, like, we were drinking a lot, and, like, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, why not? And it was actually, like, the best threesome I ever had because none of us were really attached.
Right.
And I think he still slept with her, but it was weird. Like, I had no jealousy.
No jealousy, yeah.
And I just – and that was really great because we were actually making fun of him by then. We were all slept in the bed in the morning. We were laughing at him because he's, like, a funny
guy.
Wow,
you guys slept together, like, I know, overnight?
It was weird. I mean, this is like, the dream threesome scenario because I really didn't care and didn't have jealousy because mm-hmm. we were seeing other people. And I think when you're all unattached.
Right.
But when you're in a relationship, it can just be tough. But again, couples, if they've been a while, you know, whatever the scenario is, you've been right. together a while and you want to open up, but otherwise it's just dangerous. You got to both be on board.
Like, girls, I think guys are, first of all, guys are so stupid sometimes. But it's like, I think it made a switch in her where she was just like, I'm done, I'm done. Like,
yeah, no, that's
just, good. It was a big turnoff. And it wasn't because of the threesome, because they were open about it.
Right.
It was because he kept pushing it and pushing
that
it.
That is so like, unattractive.
My God.
This guy's an idiot.
That would turn me off. If he said it once and she was like, no, and he let it go, that would not be a deal breaker. But it's like the guy's like, when am I getting a blowjob? When are you getting a blowjob? When are you sex? Like, anytime a guy just keeps like nagging you about sex,
right?
That's going to make you have you're going to get much less sex because of that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had this whole talk about it. I think she also spoiled him because she gave him a lot of attention, and he's young and she's a little bit older, and she was giving him blowjobs that he was going to get into. And, you know,
and he's never had such a great blowjob.
Right. Exactly. So I think that he was just like, just drunk with, you know,
lust and the neediness of it. Right. Well, good. She can do better than that. She's begging her. You don't want to force anyone into any sex act.
Right.
Ever.
I love when you say, don't push the head down. Like, that is ridiculous.
The head push is the worst.
So stupid.
Like, push your, like, I know your penis is there and I know you're erect.
No.
Like, can I make that decision on my own?
Right, exactly.
Unless it's like you guys are into that kind of thing, like the whole whatever, aggressive sex. But otherwise, I say no.
Yeah.
Sex toys, how's that going for you to wait more for me?
I went and bought one. I know I was gonna.
Why
text
would you,
you
buy?
I don't know.
Oh my! No one of my friends are allowed to buy toys.
I didn't know I was gonna. It was like 2 days.
So quickly. I know. I was like, "Can you be here? What'd you buy?"
I just bought this other like vibrator that has.
You can say any brand. I don't care.
I don't know the name.
Insertion.
It goes inside and then it also
like a rabbit kind of thing.
Yeah,
clitoral.
I am trying to figure out the G spot.
Right,
I know where it is and da da da. And we did talk about it. And I've tried to just have an orgasm with
clitoral orgasm first.
But see, you say that have the clitoral. That's easy for me. That's no problem. But so I've tried to see if I could have a G spot orgasm alone, without any.
But that's really hard for most women.
It is.
No, this is what I'm saying is that most women need the clitoral orgasm first because it swells your G-spot and you become aroused and all the blood rushes and it becomes engorged to that area. So most women have a clitoral orgasm and then the G-spot. So I would do your regular masturbation and then use lots of lube, put your lay down on your bed, put your knees back, and just try to find it with a toy, or sometimes the fingers are the best way to find it.
Right.
And then you just keep pressing on it, but it might take you it took my friend a month every single day for 30
days.
I've said that, but it's so true. But you got to have the one for some women they can, but for me I know I need to have, and doing the Kegel exercises has made my G-spot. I'm having crazy G-spot orgasms that I've not had before. I have them sometimes. I'm happy with my clitoral ones because I can have 10. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the G-spot thing, because that muscle is just bulging, it's all connected.
Yeah.
You should try this
toy. Well, I try. And when I put the – sorry about my voice. Sorry. With the vibrator, I squeeze it. You know, I do the Kegel thing.
Oh, good.
And it does bring you to orgasm quicker.
Right.
I didn't realize
it does,
that.
Absolutely. Clenching those muscles. But then when you exercise them, it's even stronger. Mm-hmm. The muscles, you can clench more. And that might help you with the G-spot thing too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And use lube.
And use
water-based lube.
Yes.
It just helps.
Okay.
And then if you can't, after you have your clear one, you could take the vibrator out and put two lubed fingers inside, the cum hither, the whole thing.
Right.
And try that. But don't give up on the G-spot.
Okay, I'm not. And you have lube. I have your lube.
Yeah, I gave you my lube. Yeah. My Emily and Tony lube, which I can't sell on the market, but I do have it. But I recommend, I don't know, I love Slickwid. I love Wet. There's this new hybrid. I don't even know if it's new, but I just heard about it. It's a lube by Wet that's a hybrid silicone water-based lube.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one. There's lots
you
of
like silicone based.
It's because it's slipperier, but you're not supposed to use it with silicone toys. Although I've heard that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So also. But I just think you can never have too much lube. Even during sex, people get wet.
Yeah.
Like, you just add a little lube. You've heard me say this.
You forget about lube, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Have it by the nightstand. Yeah. Do you have my lube by the nightstand?
I do. And then Adam's like, what are you doing with that? I hide my toys.
Really? What about the Down Under Comfort? He won't try it. I think he, because he talks about girls, right? Yes, someone told me, they're like, you should give one to Adam. Because I haven't listened to a show, but like, you know, in a while. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he's bald. He talks about talking. Just rub it on his balls one day. Mm-hmm. Give you some good foreplay before blowjob.
No, he's used it. He uses it. He's just not consistent with anything.
No one is consistent. I know. It's hard to be consistent.
Dude is not, especially a dude.
Yeah. They're like, really? I got to wash my face? I was telling this guy the other day, I'm like, I can get you face product. He's like, why do I have to wash my face? And you think about all the stuff that women do, like all the goddamn waxing and washing and moisturizers. They're like, wash my, I use the bar soap in the shower.
I know. Really? My husband too. He puts the bar soap on his head. He wants to know why he's got like pubic type hair. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're like, shampoo, that's hilarious. He's married to you. And you're like, beauty, you've ever. I always ask that, like, she'll ask me, like, a sex, like, what's the best, whatever, toy or whatever sex thing was. I'm like, okay, I would give you sex tips if you give me beauty tips. Because you look really, like, your face, your skin. Do you still do that face stuff?
Yeah, I have. I do that. The Rodan and Fields.
Yeah, you sell it, right?
I sell it. Yeah, I still do that. But, you know, it's just, you know what it is? The key is self-tanner. If you put mixed with your moisturizer. I don't like that one anymore.
One do you like?
I like the Saint Tropez. That's the one I told you. Now I like Tarte, T-A-R-T-E. Mm. They're Brazilian. That's the one I put on today.
Is it the Aztec one?
It's pretty. It's got gold. It says Brazilian on it.
Is it tanner?
It's a self-tanner.
Mm-hmm. So it's a gradual.
It's gradual, but it's instant too.
You write
too.
That down.
Yeah.
Tarte tanner.
Yeah. Put it in the sauna. I want some too.
And it's gradual.
I
and
investigated.
But you mix it with moisturizer?
Well, with the face, I use a little bit after I wash because I like my moisturizer.
Because you are like perfectly tan. Okay.
No, that's what it is. It just gives you a little bit of a glow. You just mix a little bit of self-tanner.
Like every day?
Every other night, I would say. Oh, and the biggest thing, retinol,
right. What percent? I need to get that too.
Ask Drew, 0.5% or something like that.
I don't need
0.05. That is the best for your skin.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Wait, isn't that like really harsh though, the retinol?
You don't need it. Look at her.
I know. What the?
You need it like at our age.
Well, no, I'm saying like I've just heard it's very harsh.
It is
harsh.
It can peel your skin.
You could put it on your knees. You could put it everywhere. Like, I know.
See, this is what I – can I just come – who would have thought that? You probably have perfect knees. I don't like my knees. Elbows?
Elbows, everywhere. You can put it – you just mix it with moisturizer. And if you get a little dry, then you give it a break and then you use it again.
And you don't – okay, this is good. Yeah, this is not about sex, people. I understand. But if you want it to look good for you
– yes. That's another thing I was going to ask you. So my girlfriend and I, who we drove down to San Diego together, we were talking because she's dating this guy. Like the whole rigmarole when you have to – when you're dating a new guy, the waxing, the tanning, the, you know, the hair.
The new underwear, the whole
new
thing.
Underwear, everything that you have to do.
It is such a pain in the ass.
Exhausting.
It's true. And then like every weekend I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to – because right now today I would have worn a cute little sundress like Heather McDonald who was here earlier. It's like my legs aren't tan. I'm not tan. Like how do you – who remembers?
There's another stuff that you just rub on your legs. It's Sally Hansen. It's the best. It's all what the celebrities use. You get it at you get it at Rite Aid.
Right.
You mix it with the cream and rub it on your skin. And
that's not even self-tanner.
It makes it look like your coloring is all smooth.
Okay.
And at first, I have to say, it does look a little weird. That's why I do it at night. If I know I'm going to wear a dress the next day, because it sticks, it stays on.
Oh, you don't have to shower. And then if you don't shower the morning.
No, don't take a shower. Well, if you don't, yeah. And then the next day you put on your shorts or your dress, and then it looks more like it because it's lived in on your skin, and it looks totally natural.
This is so important.
I'm taking notes on Asana for you.
Thank you. So the thing is, it's true. When you're dating someone, you're like, did I shave? Like, was she asking about, like, do I strip, like, bikini wax?
Yeah.
Do I take it all off? Do I not?
Right, because, you know, she was dating this guy who's just got divorced, and yeah, she's got a wax and stuff like that. And that we were talking about blowjobs, by the way, earlier.
Right.
She was telling me, she's going to kill me. But guys don't get blowjobs, or they're not getting them. Because, you know, the one with the younger guy, he was all, like, you know, enjoying it. And then she's dating this older guy that just got divorced. He's, like, blown away by her giving a blowjob. She's like, what's the big deal? Guys love
blowjobs.
They love blowjobs.
But women are so... I think there's a lot of women who feel that they're not great at giving them. They don't feel like they know what they're really doing, and maybe they just don't like it. But I feel like it's like practice makes perfect. It's the kind of thing practice you just do it. Ask your partner. Like, what is a good blowjob? Because you give blowjobs, you've said on the show before. You've never, like, in the 20 years you with Adam, you're like, yeah. I'll give you a blowjob. I'm not going to say no.
No.
So you must be pretty damn good at it. I feel like I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
But what would you say is your best tips? Well, like, I'm sure your girlfriends ask you too, like, now or like, you're single. Do they ever ask you?
No, they listen to your show.
Okay, good. They do. I love it.
No, I don't hang out with girls that don't give good blowjobs, Emily, by the way. No. One of the key is enthusiasm.
Yep.
You have to, even if you're not into it, act like you're into it. Just right.
Make the noises,
yeah,
do whatever.
Yeah. Just like you said, for the other way around, if a guy says, I got all night, it's like the best thing you want to hear. And that's another thing, like, guys don't, I don't
they
think
they don't go down
do
on
that.
You either.
No.
They don't go, not for nearly as long as they should, or they do it for a minute, and
right.
You're like.
And, or they figure out, and this is something that Adam did early on, like, they figure out what you like, and then they do it over and over and over and over, like, the same move over, and it's like, just because I liked it that one time doesn't mean I don't like it all
but
the time.
But then you do tell them, like, maybe try this,
yes,
maybe try that.
Yeah. I can,
when you're dating, you, like, don't want it right away. And the problem is I think so many guys are confused because their last partner didn't necessarily like oral the way the way the next person does.
Right.
So the best thing I did was I taught an oral sex workshop. This is hilarious, but I taught one at Hustler. And the guy that I was dating at the time came. I didn't even invite him to know he was coming. It was how to go down in a man and a woman. And we had been having oral sex for a few months, and then the next time he did went down on me, it was like a dream come true, because I always say I wish the guys I date listened to, and he did I'm like, you were taking notes. Like,
oh my God.
He did everything, like, slow down, don't rush, like, tease me, like, make me want it more, don't go right for the clitoris. It was just like, I was like almost like really turned on, and then also really like my other side of my brain is going, wow, he's doing that. Holy shit. But there's ways to get better, you know, talk to your partner. And then also really it's about just like mixing it up and go slow. Don't you want guys to go slow down there? Eventually you want them to go faster.
Right. Yes, eventually.
But like lick and tease.
Oh my God.
The tease is everything.
The tease is everything. Slow down. They just can't, even if you tell them. You know, the first time, the second time, they're slow. And then they go right back to their old.
It's true. You got to just keep reminding. Remember the part about you going slow?
Right. It
honey?
Didn't change. Right.
Right.
Exactly. But it's the blowjob, yeah. The pressure,
if like
you said.
Pressure with your hand.
With your hand. But my husband doesn't like the hand that much.
Some people don't. This is the thing. That I shouldn't say just women that are different. Some men don't like the hand. Some men don't like the balls.
I know. My husband is not a big fan of the ball. He's just like,
yeah, so then you got to do your whole mouth, and that's hard too. Because I always tell women, like, well, if you can't deep throat, because people email me, I'm like, your hand, just apply the same pressure.
Right.
Use a lot of lube. But if you don't like the hand, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, I know.
Or use a fleshlight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into a little bit of which sex in the news here?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of sex in the news. Mm-hmm. I guess I could do this first one. 29% of Americans, half of Brits are some degree bisexual.
It's very topical.
Gay, straight, or in between. When asked to place themselves on a sexuality scale, almost a third of young Americans and nearly half of all British counterparts consider themselves some degree of bisexual. Reports polling website YouGov, which states that the results indicate an increasingly open-minded approach to sexuality. The survey of 1,000 American adults used the Kinsey scale, developed by Kinsey in the 40s, and asked the respondents to plot themselves on a scale of 0, exclusively heterosexual, to 6, exclusively homosexual. Last week, the results showed that 78% of adult Americans plotted themselves as completely heterosexual, while 4% selected completely homosexual, and 16% were somewhere in between, with another 2% unsure. I don't know, 78%. So,
I mean, honestly, but then it says those numbers
change
when you talk to younger.
Yeah. Oh, so here's the interesting part. 18 to 29-year-olds in America, 29% of American young people plotted themselves somewhere between 1 and 5, essentially labeling themselves bisexual. The number was even higher, 49%, in a similar survey of British people between 18 and 24. So, I know.
And is it female, male?
They don't break it down, unfortunately. But that just sounds like people are more. I think they always have been, which is why Kinsey invented this scale, created the scale that we're all sort of on the spectrum of like
twos and threes. Maybe people weren't as honest before, but or maybe with the onset of porn, I don't know what.
I firmly believe so. I've been rewatching all the Sex and the Cities, and there's an episode where Samantha, who's always the really sex forward one of the group, she's like, in a few years, or the next generation isn't even going to see straight and gay. Everyone's going to fall somewhere in between. Gender is just an illusion, and everyone's going to be somewhere. Everyone's just going to have sex with people. And I was like, watching it, you know, this is back in the, I think, 90s when that came out, and I was like, oh my God, like she predicted the future.
She was, Samantha was right.
We, it's like the, it's so funny. It's something that we say in my like apartment and my friend group all the time. We're always like, oh, like sexuality is a spectrum. Like you're on the spectrum. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You're on the spectrum.
I had to explain to my boyfriends, like very Catholic, very like strict parents, because they were talking about their, my roommate is bisexual and they're commenting on it. And I was like, well, you know, everyone's a little bit bisexual. And they're like, sorry, like we're Catholic. No, they're not. I was like, right. Yeah, like it's a spectrum, you know, from like super, super hetero to super like homosexual. Like everyone falls somewhere in between, and they're just like sitting there staring at me.
Right.
Like, this
dad's
crazy
like, I don't
person.
Want my dick sucked.
Yeah,
right.
Crazy. They're staring at me like, where did you come from? And now they bring it up every once in a while. They're like, yep, it's a spectrum. And I'm
that's
like,
so,
see, yes,
you're
it
teaching
is
them. I love
but
that.
The thing is I think that the maybe people have always been that way, but it's been frowned upon. I think now it's more open.
It's more open.
I think
open,
everyone's
right
allowed to talk about it. They're allowed to be like, yeah, like I have sex with men, but I think women are super hot, so I do that too. Like, right. I feel like most of my friends fall somewhere in the middle, even if they don't talk about it. I
how
know
about
that
men,
they do
though? I think it's more common for women than men to say they're bisexual.
Right. Definitely.
Like, I didn't know your roommate. I know him, but I didn't know he's bisexual.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's with a man now, but he definitely qualifies himself as bisexual.
Right.
So he wouldn't be like, I don't think he would turn down like female involvement in his relationship.
He's
but
cute.
He's, yeah,
so
I mean, he's,
tell him I'm single.
But he's in love with a man. Yeah. But yeah, so I totally agree with this, and I think it's very, very current. I think.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah. No,
of,
it's true, and it says these figures are not measures of active bisexuality. Mm-hmm. It's not like these people are actually acting on it, but 20% of Americans age 18 to 29 range said they've had a same-sex experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I do think that is changing.
I do too. And it brings me back to the threesome thing. Because
right. Let's go back to this. Like, people love threesomes.
I mean, I wish I would have done that when I was – I did, but I was drunk. And I
right.
Remember.
Most people are drunk.
I was
it,
like,
right.
Yeah. So I – and there's times I was looking. I was researching for our Mangria girls, like what they're going to look like pinup models, the 50s look. And I was trying to find that Brigitte Bardot hair. And I saw pictures of I keep forgetting her name. It's not Sophia Loren. It's not Brigitte Bardot.
Elizabeth Taylor?
No. Oh. Damn. It'll come to me. The brunette who's sexy. Rebecca.
From a while ago?
From a while ago. Like, she's in a movie with Charlton Heston, and she's got the knife in her.
I don't know.
God
okay.
damn
it. It's okay.
Anyways, it's going to come.
I'll Google it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I saw these pictures of her, and I was looking at her going, God, and by the way, this was back in the 60s, 70s.
Right. Sophia Loren, did you already say that?
Okay. She's close.
Okay.
It's close to that. She's brunette. I was like, she is so beautiful. And I don't know if it's my libido, because my libido has gone up through the roof.
Really?
By
that's
the way,
awesome.
Yeah.
What do you, okay.
And we can talk about that in a second. But yeah. I was like, she's hot. If I was with her, or
right.
I'd be all over that. Because
right.
Look at her boobs. Because everything was natural back then.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
No,
it's true.
Fake anything. She was hot. Yeah.
Okay, so why is your libido increased?
Well, I think I'm in my 40s,
right?
And I didn't have, and well, let's see. I think well, I'm
hormone?
Taking hormonal,
I was going to ask you about that,
yeah,
because I feel
the,
like
yeah, I'm taking the hormonal pellets from the OBGYN every
the
couple
one
months.
That okay.
The one that Dr.
Yes.
Drew told me to go to.
Told me to go to the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big help. I mean, it gave me testosterone. She was like, you have no testosterone. She tested me. And ever since it took a good 6 months. But
really?
Once
for them
kicking
to start
in,
working? Okay.
Yeah, no, it kicks in, but really kick in. It's like.
So how else does it manifest? Does it make you want sex more and think about sex more? But does you get hair in weird places?
I got a fuzzy, a peach fuzz thing.
Yeah, but you just get rid of it.
You get rid of it. But other than that, no. I mean, it's the sex drive. It's like, I have been more like, screw you with my husband before. I've been like, oh, okay, anything you say. But Olga, our nanny, she's like, Lynette, I noticed you changed. Like, now I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I talk to him the way he talked to me. And I have a feeling that has to do with that.
Wow. And how does he respond? Does he notice the difference?
Yeah, he's nicer now.
See how interesting. Mm-hmm. So it works.
It works like
a way, like to be tougher and stronger. And
yeah,
like,
it does. It does.
But do you feel like you get moodier? Do you, like, do you get
no?
Do you
just feel like
it's more aggressive? It's all
out.
Positive.
Yeah, it's all positive. It evens out my mood. Before I was tired. Now I have energy. I go to the gym and blah, blah, blah. But the sex, it's like I've always had a healthy sex drive. Now it's like gone into overdrive. But however, there's times of the month, and you probably know this.
Yes.
Where it's all yes. And then there's times of the month where I'm like,
no. Right. It fluctuates throughout the month. So people should know that too with your partners, that it does change. Like the mismatch libido. Sometimes it's higher, lower, different times a month.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Yeah.
Can we talk? Will you remind me? I want to talk to you about this. Yes. I just think it helps a lot of women too. If you're listening and you're with a partner who, I mean, it can even happen early. People can have it in their 30s too. They might need a hormone.
Yeah.
And the pellet therapy is really interesting. And so that could be a thing. If you're with a partner, she's never not in the mood for sex, took a dive after kids or whatever it is, she might want to get her hormones checked.
All you got to do is go to the OBGYN or whatever, or your internist, to get your blood checked. That's it.
I'm doing that on Monday or on Friday. I haven't been in so long. I have not been to. Okay. Yeah. I got to do that too. Yeah. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's inspiring. Okay. Did you have, we don't have to read the study. Should we get to some emails? Oh, wait, first. I have a few words here that I need to share with you all. Okay. We were talking about Kegel exercises, how important they are. I've always known they're important, which is why I have my app, Kegel Camp. It reminds you to do your exercises every day. However, I'm going to admit to you, even I've fallen off the Kegel wagon. I don't always remember to do them, but when I was doing them and now I'm doing them again, I feel more turned on for sex. I'm having stronger orgasms. It's just my vagina. I'm tighter. Like, it feels it. I want it. There is a product on the market that will change your life. It's changed my sexual life. It is called the Intensity by Pour Moi, and it does your exercises for you. It uses electrostimulation. It looks like a rabbit vibrator. You just stick it inside you for like 6 minutes, and it's really, really relaxing. It has like this pulsing. It's like, And you realize it's actually that I might have been doing them wrong, and you just do that. And then afterwards, I actually get really turned on, and then it has a little rabbit vibe, and then zzz, and you have a vibration. And so you have an orgasm. And it is just the coolest thing. It was invented by doctors. And now they prescribe it to women with like low libido or who feel stretched out or urinary incontinence. A lot of times you get older or you have kids and you sneeze, you laugh, you sneeze, pee in your pants. The whole thing, it's not helpful. And this product takes all the confusion out of Kegels and will improve your sex life. So it's a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. And if you do it 5 times a week for like 6 minutes a day, you will have Kegels of steel. Mm. PC muscles of steel. Check it out. Go to pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com, or go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and check it out. Also, we have the Down Under Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a fan of Down Under Comfort.
Big
it's
fan.
By Emily and Tony.
Love it.
Anywhere you sweat, balls, breasts, it's hot outside, okay? And you use talcum powder, gets all over the goddamn place. This is a cream, turns into a powder, smells delicious, and anywhere you sweat in your body, you will be fresh all day long. You won't have that drip. You won't have chafing at the gym. You can use a dry shampoo. It is a miracle product, and it's all vegan, and you will love it. Go to emilyandtony.com. Oh, we got a tweet from Robbie Smooth. I'm sure he's very smooth. He says, Down Under Comfort changed my life. My balls don't stick to my thighs while I'm at work anymore.
I
love that too.
The dream.
I don't want your balls sticking to your thighs. It probably makes you much less efficient. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Go to emilyandtony.com. Get Down Under Comfort. Use code Emily for 20% off your first order. And I'll get you some more too, Lynette.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk in some emails. Yeah. So thank you for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. And I love when you tell me where you are emailing from, where you live, and how old you are. Helps me so much. And now I've got my co-pilot here, Lynette. I needed some more insights to help you out. Dear Emily, I'm a very sexually active 27-year-old male. My girlfriend is also sexually active and 28. We love our sex lives and enjoy each other almost every single day. Sometimes I want more, though, and she says no. Doesn't really provide a reason, like I'm tired or I'm sore, just not in the mood or anything, just a no. Is there something wrong here? Is it normal for me to get upset? I told her that this week I wanted to have a full week of morning sexual activities before we went to work, me going down on her and morning sex, and she was totally down. I'm a very selfless down. Does that mean down like yes or she was down? I will see. I'm a very selfless lover and go down on her every single time we engage in sexual activity. She rarely does the same for me. Let's say every 3 years I go down on her, she'll go down on me one time.
Every 3 times.
Every 3 times.
Sorry. Years would be terrible.
Every 3 times she go down on me one time. So what do I do here? I get frustrated with these things. Sex isn't everything and she's one hell of an incredible woman. But I want to be more intimate with her. We both, we're both the best lovers we've ever had, so why not do it as often as possible? Let me know if you think I might be off base here. Just looking for a little insight. Mike. God, we've been talking about this a lot lately, I know. But.
Sorry, this is just like guy think at its like ultimate. Like you just read this and you're like, oh, like this is how every man's brain works. It's awesome. Why wouldn't we do it every single day? Why wouldn't we do it whenever I want to?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Exactly. So yeah, you know, we're all different. We have the mismatched libidos.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's off base that you want to be, you know, intimate with her, but your reaction might be, I mean, you are having sex a lot. But it's also a compromise. So maybe you got to talk to her a different way. If you are complaining to her and you're getting upset, she knows you're upset.
That's the rough part, I think, is try not to reject. That's I think, leaves damage, even though they can brush it off or whatever. I think rejection is tough, especially for a guy.
It is
so
tough.
So try not to reject. But, yeah, I listen – I'm with him. My husband is meat and potatoes. Like when I first started going out with him, we had sex a lot. But then he was like, listen, I'm not a big sexual person. I don't, like, you know, he just jacks off and whatever, or gets a blowjob and goes to bed. But it's now it's kind of like, well, hello, you know, I am.
Right.
So step it up.
Right. Good.
But yeah, I feel bad for this guy.
I know. It's true. I mean, I think that, you know, it doesn't sound like he's, like, not getting any, which we've also heard from that. And you're getting more, you know, every day. Did he say they're
having
sex?
Yeah, he said we enjoy each other every day.
Okay, so every single day you're together. So, and you know, she just might not be turned on. Like we were saying, it fluctuates different times a month. You know, female arousal is a lot more complicated than men. And do you know what turns her on? Do you know what will get her in the mood? The times that she is in the mood, is it because you just begged her? Is there ever things that you do that like send her to the moon? And if you don't know this yet, how long have they been together? I don't know how long you've been together, but it's time to start having these conversations with her. Like, babe, like go sex toy shopping, watch porn together, like do something. Maybe she doesn't even really know what turns, you know, herself on. So, you know, I think that like it's all working together. You got to think about it. And are your expectations perhaps a little bit too high? And also, as the oral sex thing goes, I know that can be frustrating. Does she feel that, like, does she like giving blowjobs? You could, instead of saying, like, the begging, like, I wish you'd go down to me more. You haven't given a blowjob in 6 months. You could say, God, it's so hot when you go down to me. It feels really good. I love when you do that. Mm-hmm. And just kind of remind her how much it turns you on and, like, use positive things. Like, if you say to her, I go down on you all the time. Yeah. Why don't you go down on me? Like, that is such a deterrent. Like, that does not make us, that's not like, oh, baby, take off your pants. I want to play now.
Right.
That's like, what's for dinner? Or like, I'm leaving, going to the mall.
Why don't you make her a spreadsheet? Oh, wait. That doesn't work out.
I know. Right. Remember the spreadsheet guy.
The whole, like, him keeping track. Like, for every 3 times I go down on her.
I think I heard that.
Yeah, he is like.
Oh, the spreadsheet guy. Yeah. We talk about that. But yeah, but he's remembering these numbers and he's getting defensive. Yeah. And I just feel like you guys don't have a healthy communication about your sex. If it sounds like you might never have talked about it even. So communication is a lubrication. Talk to her. But again, you got to sandwich it. Like, babe, I'm so attracted to you. We've agreed this is the best sex of our lives.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be so fun to once in a while mix it up and start, you know, have morning sex. Or, God, I love when you give me blowjobs. Remember that one time? And like, tell her what you like. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she thinks that she has to have her mouth on it and she's a bad gag reflex. And you can tell her, no, give me a hand job every once in a while. Like, I don't know what tweaks you guys have to make, but it sounds like if you think she's the one, you got to get to the bottom of it and figure out it.
And don't pout either.
Oh, I mean, like, pouting is the worst.
Especially
the
guy that
pouting. Feel bad. Yeah, I didn't get like a blowjob today.
That's such a turn.
I know. It's so ugly.
My boyfriend went through this phase where if I didn't want to have sex, he would sit next to me in bed and masturbate and then just like look over me from time, like next to me.
And I'd be like, on your laptop?
I'd literally be like, this is not appropriate behavior. I can't handle this. And so he's cut it out. But there was like a good like month period where he kept doing it. And I would just be like, why would you do that? Like, why would you?
He just we've got a bathroom. Like,
oh my God. So
that's
funny.
The funniest face.
Yeah. So he got over that really quickly. But it's just
he
like,
thought that would make you feel bad.
I don't know if it was just kind of like conscious, he thought that I would see it happening and be like, ah, fuck it. Like, I'm already here. It's out. Like, I'll just help out. But like, Now it's gotten a lot better, but the pouting is just the absolute
worst. It's the worst. It's a turn off. And you know, relationships are about compromise. So that's about her meeting your needs. Learn how to meet her needs.
Yeah.
As well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what has to
Where
happen.
Do you guys stand on morning sex? Do you like it?
Hate it.
I hate it too. I think it's easy. Here's the thing. Guy wakes up, you get the boner in your back. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, just do it. Like, I usually can't have orgasms in the morning because I got to be like turned on and aroused. And like, I'm not like as easily orgasmic. So I feel like I just sometimes do it because I know it's going to be quick and it'll make him happy. And I'm not like, I don't know. I'm in a huge rush,
Yeah.
But they're already hard. That's one of those things that you're doing. Get it over with.
It's more like a favor, I'd say. It's not like something that I would ever enjoy, but like it's something that maybe if I had more time and like it wasn't in a rush that I would do just to make him happy.
Right.
Because like I'm not enjoying it. I want coffee and to pee in that order. And like sex does not factor into that at all.
Yeah. What about you?
Big with that, and I'm like, first of all, don't wake me up. I always get the waking, the dick in your boobs, and the hand, like right on the both boobs, and the dick in the back, and it's like, oh, I'm so tired, and I'm just not a morning person,
right?
And I'm not in the mood, but I do it anyway. Right.
You just do it because then you get to do from me. I do the spooning, like just keep sleeping,
right?
You gotta just keep sleeping, and he's going in and out, and you just kind of move your butt back, and you're like, are we done yet? That's just what I do, but I feel like, you know, I haven't been as long. Long-term relationships, like marriage for a long time or whatever, but I just feel like the guys, I'm just like, oh, okay, then we did have sex, they check, and I didn't have to check.
That's true.
I just lied there.
It'd be something where you could at least
but
be like,
if I'm in a super rush or at a job, I had to be somewhere on time at a certain point, which thank God that's why I have my own business, so I don't. but, you know, that's what it is. You know, I think that people want it different times of day. I like afternoon sex.
Yeah, I do.
Weekend sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the evening where I'm like a little bit buzzed. And
I'm angria.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that you brought some angria.
Yeah.
Like, have you tried it, Madison?
Allergic to wine.
Oh.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, everyone else in the office has to drink it. No, sorry. We have this problem.
More
okay,
for
it's
Emily.
So good. I know. I'm very excited. I just want to say. I really thought it was Friday when we got here.
I know.
It feels like it. Friday because it was so intense.
Yesterday was so
intense. I have to say, I taught a workshop. I taught this anal sex workshop. And at Hustler Hollywood. And,
which I would have been to all your workshops if I didn't have kids.
I know. I guess.
They sound like so much
fun. I thought you were like, bring them.
Yeah, I know. We have like a little like kid area in the back. It's like out of sound range. That would be pretty funny.
They do, right? We actually would be smart. But I have to say that it was really fun. I'm doing another one this month. It's going to be like a sex ed. I'm not sure the date yet.
We haven't picked a date yet.
Yeah, but it's going to be like everything you wish you knew about sex ed. But first of all, you were so nice bringing Mangrita, that one of them.
Yeah, I had a blast. I love that.
That was so fun. And it's like, but the thing is, like, it's new to me. So I hopefully I'll be teaching, you know, in other places as well. But it's just a lot of work. Like, it was an anal sex workshop, which, you know, I like anal sex.
It's a touchy
subject. I think it's important. It's a touchy, right. It's a touchy subject. And it's so intense. And so I really want to be specific about it. People are so confused by it. And I just worked really hard on it. Because it's like, I can sit in a podcast without prep for 2 hours and talk on the mic. But that so it just took a lot. You know? But it was great.
You're great at it. You're very good.
Thank you. Oh, it's nothing. No, the thing is that it is. It was. Thank you.
Anal sex. I did it before I met my husband a long time ago. God, I hope don't anybody tweet my husband anything.
Yes, please don't
zip
tweet
it. Lock it. Put it in your.
He doesn't want to know. Yeah,
no. I did. Yeah, but when we were dating, I did it with the surfer guy that I was dating, which was a lot of fun. But I did it once, and I don't know. I could see it being nice. I see sex so differently now.
Right.
It's so weird.
It's so different.
So different than my 20s. But it was okay.
Right. I mean, I did it once. To be honest, like, I feel like also it's become a generation, like, younger. Like, no one ever in my 20s or high school, they were never like, let's have anal sex. It wasn't even on the menu.
Right.
It wasn't even an option.
Right.
It didn't even come around. And now with porn and people, like, delaying, you know, marriage, having more sexual partners, all that stuff, like, it's like everyone's talking about anal sex.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do it wrong. So the workshop focused a lot on how to do it right, because so many women have these really bad first-time experiences. Or a guy just shoves it in, they're drunk, no lube. So
you gotta be turned on. Like,
Thing as a G spot. You have to have your clitoral orgasm first.
Yeah.
Turn her on first, go in slow, use lots of lube, and then it can be enjoyable for women. Okay. I mean, a lot of women enjoy it. It just, you gotta do it right. And if it does wrong, they're like backdoor closed forever.
Yeah.
So I was trying to open up back doors. Single-handedly. Okay. God, we want to do another sexist marriage. Is there another one? I'm going to read that one. That was a sexist marriage. Okay, let's read another one.
Yeah, there's one about how to not be a tease.
Okay. Dear Emily, my name is Christine. I'm 23. I'm currently living in LA and listen to your show on the podcast app on my iPhone. I hate it when guys lead me on, play games, aren't straightforward with me, etc. I know, shocking, right? So I very much do want to be that person either. I don't want to be that person either. FYI, for context, I'm straight, single female. Anyway, I'm wondering, what's the best way to respond when a guy who I'd love to be friends with but I'm not interested in romantically seems to be interested and wants to hang out? It seems to be a pattern lately with guys in my life. They don't explicitly ask me on a date, but will suggest meeting up or something similar. I'm all for hanging out as friends, but I don't know if I should tell him straight out that I don't want anything more. I don't want to lead him on either, but also I don't want to reject someone who didn't even directly say anything and may honestly just want to be my somehow flirty friend. But I also don't want to play dumb and pretend I didn't notice flirting. Should I just not make plans to meet up with guys who want me to date me, even if it's a group thing? But what if they're totally fine with being friends? I'm overthinking things. She is going up. It's funny how she's saying this. Like, I totally get what you're saying. I've got it. I love having guys as friends, and I don't want to miss out on a great friendship. Thanks so much. Love your show. You always give the best advice. Thanks, Christine. I think this is a great question because it's like that whole friend thing. And like what I've realized is like, this is the thing now. Guys don't ask you on dates. They're just like, hey, you want to hang out with me, my friends? We should go out like on a group date. But even if he was asking you on a date or hang out, this is what I have to say. Did she say how old she was? But she's 23. A guy is not going to ask you to hang out unless he wants to bang you at that age. Right. Guys are not looking for girlfriends. They're not like, a woman would really be nice right now because she'd give me great advice. Have me go shopping and give me advice on these women that I do like. No. I'm assuming that if you have this many men asking you to be their friends and hang out, they probably do want to date you. Now, here's the thing, Christine. I understand what you're saying also because I had this. I used to say to guys, I have a boyfriend, or I'd say, like, I'm not interested. They'd be like, I just want to be friends. And then you feel like a doofus. But the truth is they don't just want to be friends.
Right.
But you could also, if you like this guy but you're not interested, you could go on the group thing and make it be known there. I actually think you're cool and let's be friends.
Yes.
And maybe you would make a great guy friend out of him. And maybe, you know, he'll get a girlfriend one day because typically it's easier when they already have girlfriends to become friends with them. And maybe he has hot guy friends.
Aha, there you go.
So I wouldn't rule them all out. But if he's someone that you're not even really interested in at all or being friends with or dating, then there's nothing wrong with just being like, you know what? I'd hang out with you as friends. But to be honest, you could say to him, I'm interested in friends. I'm not, you know, just so you know, I think you're awesome. I'm not interested in any other way. But say that.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Because I'm sure men, like, when you're dating, right? What did you do with it?
Well, I mean, this is, first of all, the flirting thing, I love. But,
And
also, like, giving guys blue balls or whatever. And it's like, you think, like, you're leading them on. I have to say, I liked that.
It's kind of fun. The flirting, they want you. There's probably so many guys. I remember, like, in your 20s. Like, didn't you have, like, I had so many circling?
No. More now than I did when I was in right, my 20s. Right. Like, thanks a lot. Like, you know, bartenders or whatever or some whatever.
Oh, sure.
I totally flirt. I love it.
Right.
You know?
I love flirting. It's just good for the ego. It just feels good to be desired.
Oh, my God.
Especially when you get older. Like, oh, guys, I'm still hot.
Yeah.
It's just fun to flirt, but it's not so take it to the next level.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say, Christine, you know, if he's hurt, you're being honest and communicative and just saying, yeah, let's totally go. I just want you to know, like, I think you're awesome, but I don't, like, want, like, it's not a date, right? Like, you can just say it playfully.
Yeah.
And, yeah, move on. Yeah. You know? I think that's fine.
Group of friends is good.
And that's how we meet people, through friends.
Yeah.
Typically, a lot of the people we meet, we date, whether it's, like, you know, even Facebook, you know, or in public. Go out with his friends. Mm-hmm. They could be super hot.
Emily, are you banging now? What's going on?
Good question. I am banging a guy.
I live vicariously.
I know. I've been banging a guy. I've been dating him. I've been dating a few, but I've been dating this guy for a while now. And then it's actually, our sex has gotten better. Like, he came to the oral sex workshop. And we've been closer. It's not, we haven't had, like, the talk of we're committed because we decided early on that we weren't going to be. But now it feels like it's sort of, we're getting closer.
Right.
Like, he made me dinner.
But that's nice. I mean, your podcast. It's got to go somewhere, right? It can't just
eventually. Exactly. So that's what the talk we had, like, most recently. I was like, I like this friends with Ben, like, because I actually adore him and we don't want to mess up our friendship. And then I was like, oh, it's not really going anywhere. I get it. Let's just kind of end it. And then we did. And then he kind of came, was like, wait, I really miss you and I want to be with you. And I think I could take this to a level, but we haven't defined it yet. But I really like him. Actually, he's the one that I choose of all the men that I want to be with the most.
Really?
How's that? Yeah.
Okay.
And the sex has gotten
better. How old
is he? He's 30. 7.
Bitch. Oh, okay. Not so much a bitch.
He just turned 37.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I know.
That's
he's nice. Cute. That's he's nice. So cute. Yeah. And I like him. And we're friends. Nice. And I hope he doesn't listen to the show anymore. I think he decided that he doesn't.
You list. All right. What? You said, do you date other people while you're dating him?
You know, I have. I've done both. I've dated. Right now, I don't really have time. And I think we got to kind of figure out what we're doing. But I definitely have. And then he like went on a rampage and listened to like 8 of my podcasts in a row one day, which he never does. Every guy I date tells me they don't listen. And I found out recently. Not just with this guy, but with another guy I was dating, that it is not true. Because this other guy that was like, oh no, I don't listen, heard something on my podcast like a few months ago and got really upset. I'm like, how'd you hear that? It's like, we have mutual friends. I'm like, we have zero mutual friends. You listen to my show.
I'm sorry. I don't know how anybody could resist that temptation. Every guy is always like, what is she thinking? Like, what could possibly be going on?
Of course.
And then there's a bi-weekly inside scoop into your life. Right. And they're not going to listen to it? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Into my brain and into what I want sexually. Hi, if you like me, listen to this, you know. But sometimes.
What guy? Okay, just take a guy. What guy dates a woman and then doesn't and says, like, I didn't Google you. I don't look at your.
They all say that.
I don't listen to your podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a lie. You're right.
Men are hunters, you know? Like, they do the work associated with it. They're going to go through all the channels to make sure that they are prepared to catch that prey.
So. And then he gets upset when he listens.
Oh, don't listen.
Oh, and then he read my tweets recently. And he was like, read a tweet. He's like,
just be like, it's all Madison.
What? I know. I'm like, Madison. He's like, what? No, but it was a woman. Oh, okay. He's like, what happened on July 2nd? Why was it the best night of your life? I'm like. I don't friggin' know what happened in July. He goes, you said it was the best night of your life. I'm like, well, I'm sure we went out. He's like, we didn't.
Oh.
I was like, shit.
I was like that with Adam in the beginning. I would listen to a love line all the time. And I would get mad. And then he's like, why are you pouting? What's the matter? I was like, well, because you asked Victoria Silvstedt to show you her breasts.
On the air?
On the air, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
But now
he'll go, oh, Mom, and still to this day, now it's other stuff, like complaining about me. He'll say, oh, Mama, that's just radio talk. That's just radio talk. It's like, no, it's not radio talk.
Right. So do you listen to a show?
No. No, I did. I do, because I think his show is funny.
Yeah, it is. How does he have, like, the number one podcast on iTunes? Like, of all the freaking podcasters. It's pretty amazing.
Well, he developed his audience from Loveline. That audience is a loyal audience. And they went to his morning show on the West Coast because he filled for Howard Stern when Howard Stern left. And then developed that audience. And then
it doesn't matter. It's still something. Like, it's such a skill. Really, like.
Well, he does a weekly. I mean, he does a daily. He does a date 5 weeks.
I know. These people
days.
Love him. They love him. He's great. I mean, I've heard him. He's so talented. I mean, he's super talented.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, anyway. But so are you. And you should listen to For Crying Out Loud podcast.
Thank you.
Do you just complain about him back on there?
Yeah. Does he listen to yours and go, like, Lynette, what did you say this for?
No, he doesn't. Sometimes he'll get a tweet from somebody and he'll go, oh, don't talk about
Okay, nobody tweet Adam, okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay, one more question we got. Hey, Emily, I love your podcast. My girlfriend, 32, and I both listen to you. My girlfriend, 32, I guess you're both 32. Sometimes together, usually separately, and it's really helped us open up our eyes for a variety in our sex life. This is what I love. This is a side note that a lot of couples, just if you're in a relationship, listen to it with your partner or tell them what you learned. Because I feel like a lot of people email me, they're like, oh, it really helped us. Because it's like you don't have the conversation. I'll have it for you. And then you'll be like, oh, what do you think about that? It's like a third party. So it's been helpful. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for telling me that. Anyway, it's helped us open our eyes and add variety to our sex life. We even bought your book recently and are excited about the possibilities and fun times. Regarding lube, do you have any tips to reduce the messiness? The lube we use comes in a squeeze bottle, and pouring out the lube often requires multiple hands, awkward positions and pauses, and lube that gets everywhere. It's not that we mind lube on sheets, but applying it during mid foreplay, right before penetration, has tends to dampen the mood. In addition, I end up leaving my hand. I feel bad spreading it all over her. He's like a little OCD here, but I get it. When continuing with fondling all over her body, is there a way to apply or some apparatus bottle that could be used with any type of lube? We use water-based, like a spray bottle or a roll-on. That's a great idea, like the spray on, like this roll-on. We could be like, that could have some kind of bacteria in it. It's like that spray on.
Spray is a good idea.
The
spray
on sunblock.
Sunblock. Oh,
so
yeah,
smart.
It's true.
It's a deal breaker. Moving the small annoyance will add just that much to our pleasure, to our playtime. Thanks for your advice and passion for sex. M. Anonymous, age 33.
At least he tried your lube.
No, but I don't sell my lube. I love my lube, but it was the whole FDA thing. They don't approve lubes anymore. I don't want to talk about it. I know. I give it to my friends. Here's the thing. do you have a flip top? Does he even use the flip top and that's a problem? Because there are pump bottles. I recommend a pump bottle. Mm-hmm. By the bed, there's a lot of...
Like Uber Lube is one that I remember because it's super easy to get out. I know, but I'm sure they make other ones.
They
like,
have
I think
a lot.
Pure makes the squirty ones too, or
they
like
do.
The pump ones
I
too.
I love
yeah.
Pure. It's spelled P-J-U-R. If you go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, you can look for ones that are pump. Can you go just wet make a pump one or
I don't know. I'll look it up. Yeah,
I would just try to find. You might cost you more. Or here's another idea. Buy one of those plastic pump bottles at Target where they sell the travel supplies and put your lube in there.
That's a good idea.
And then you can pump it by your bed because he doesn't mention pump. He mentions like you never want a screw top one.
Or it's like the squeeze kind where it's like a little like squeeze top and you have to turn it upside down to like squeeze the lube out, you know? And that does get sticky. And I personally, you're saying OCD. I personally feel the same way as him where like
You're not OCD.
Yeah, I mean, but like if like I have lube on me or like my boyfriend has lube on his hands, I'm like, please, like don't put your hands on my face. Don't get your hands in my hair. Like
right.
You are covered in lube. You are
exactly.
Sticky.
No, I totally agree. I would say the pump bottle, what else? Look for, he likes water-based lubricants. So yeah, used for pump. I do like Uber Lube, but it's silicone. Actual application, use it right before penetration. You can squeeze a handful like, you know, on your hands and massage in your partner's vagina. You know, you should do that, and you can stick it up inside of her, rubbing her clitoris, and then she already, you know, has it on. And then during sex, use the pump to pump it on.
Yeah,
so,
we pump it directly. Like if you've got the pump,
right on.
I use Uber Lube and just don't even touch it with my hands. Just pump it directly.
That's what
on
I do
to
too.
The
I do the same thing. And then there's a lube shooter, which I just heard about. There's a lube shooter that's like a gun, and you put lube in and you just shoot it up inside you.
Oh my gosh,
that's miraculous.
Wow. I know they have them like at all these sex toy stores. I was talking about anal sex. I was going to mention it during my anal sex workshop, but I didn't get to it. But you could just shoot yourselves up with some lube.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay. I know. Who would have thought a lube shooter? What'd you find?
So Liquid Silk has one.
I love Liquid Silk. That's a great brand. Water-based.
So we have, Liquid Silk and Super Silk, which I believe Super Silk is silicone. We have Wicked Aqua, which
Is awesome.
My boyfriend has the coffee kind. And sometimes if he masturbates before I get home and I get home, I'm like, what smells like cookies? And it's
cookies or coffee.
It's like a coffee smell, but it actually ends up smelling kind of like biscotti or something.
Does it make you want to give him a blowjob? Because you're like, your dick smells like cookies?
No, it makes me really confused because I'll be like laying in bed next to him. I'm like, why do you smell like cookies? Then I'm like, are you like wearing woman's body spray? Like you smell like a Victoria's Secret ad. And he's like, I'm masturbating with the flavored lube today.
Well, you could get non-flavored too. Yeah. But that's a good, Liquid Silk is a great option. So go to Good Vibes, use code Emily.
Enough.
Do that. We're going to help your lube problems.
What? The womanizer I saw.
Oh.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So the womanizer, did you see that we talked about it and reviewed it?
Yes. Did you talk about it?
I did, but a lot of you are talking about it now.
No, you talked about something else that led me to
the womanizer.
To the womanizer.
Okay. So the womanizer is this new toy, and it's pretty amazing. I have to say, it like barely... It touches your clitoris, so it kind of like... It has this round... how do you explain it? Silicone tip on the top.
Yeah.
And it has this, it really like, it has like a suction. Like it doesn't, it's like barely touches your clitoris, but it's just in that way that you kind of like it. And you can also add more pressure and suction to it if you want, but it's like barely touching the tip. But it feels amazing. I don't even know how, we wrote a blog post on
it
for Hustler Hollywood.
Yeah, it's on Hustler's website, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you wrote up, that's what it was.
I'm trying to look for, what does the post say, Madison? Because you posted it, Hustler Hollywood. I'm trying to think of how, did I explain that right? It's like, it's the most unique toy because it's like indirect clitoral stimulation. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Because so many women, their clitorises are sensitive, they don't want as much pressure on it, and I had like an orgasm and I was like, whoa, like I didn't even see it coming. I was like, where'd that come from? It's pretty amazing. And I wrote a really good review that is on the Hustler Hollywood website.
Yes.
And then the owner of it emailed me, the CEO sent me a letter, like a real letter that he wrote. Like he lives like in the UK or Sweden, I think.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want to thank you so much for you. And he sent me like a Swarovski crystal one. Like it was the first of its kind, which I was very honored.
Bedazzled.
But read a few points from that post.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing about the womanizer is it isolates your clitoris and kind of like simulates the feeling of like when a guy is like going down on you and he sucks your clitoris. Clearly he is doing it very strongly because it's his whole mouth, you know, but it does feel very pleasurable. And the womanizer like simulates that. So it's a suction cup directly around your clitoris and it just puts like the most light suction pressure on it.
And
like,
wow.
Kind of like sucks.
You control it.
You control it. Yeah, here's a picture of it. So right here, I pulled it. So that is the button that gets going. And then if you want a little more, you press this rhinestone. I was like, actually, Madison, that's if Snooki had a vibrator, this would look like. It's like leopard and pink and diamonds or whatever. It's crystals. But you click on this and then it goes a little more intense. Do you want me to get you one?
Yeah. No, I'll get it. It's okay.
So yeah, it's like suction and it's really, really cool. Do they sell it everywhere or just Hustler?
Yeah, they now sell it at Good Vibes. But easiest place to get it is Hustler Hollywood. Say Sex with Emily sent you for 20% off.
Exactly. And this, yeah, I'm like, and this says, oh wait, I wrote this. Okay, well, I guess usually I crank it up to the maximum speed to see what's working, but I only made it to a level 2 out of 5 and it still knocked my socks off.
Yeah, that intrigued me.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? A lot of sex educators, my friend from Australia was in town, my friend Dr. Nikki, and she was in town and we were at dinner. She goes, have you tried the womanizer yet? Like, and then last night that woman.
McKenna.
She was like, hey, what do you think? So it is kind of all the talk of the town now. So check that out. Get it and check it out.
Yeah, you can get it.
Okay, Lynette, you rock. We got to cut out.
This was so much fun.
Thank you for making time because I know you're super busy wrangling the Mangria Girls and with your podcast for crying out loud. And I love that you're here.
Thank you, Emily.
Please come back and do this again. It's super fun. I would love to.
You got to come on our show again.
I know. I would love to come on your show again. That would be really, really fun. And they can find you. Tell us all your places in Mangria.
You can go – the show's for crying out loud. you can go to CorollaDrinks.com for the Mangria. We're going to have lemonades and all that getting launched. Will be launched. Adam's Hardest.
There's a lemonade?
Yeah, coming soon. I don't know if I should have said that, but whatever. It's fine. Yeah. It's coming soon.
Oh my God, I'm very, so excited. You guys are everywhere.
Yeah, we are. So go to Corolla Drinks. But follow me on Instagram, Lynette Corolla, Twitter, everything.
Check out how she is. It's going to make you want to buy some.
Oh, thank you.
And now we got our beauty tips too. Thank you so much, Madison.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome. And yeah, you can follow me again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And also come to New York if you're in the New York area or if you're listening right now and you're like, my cousin would love this. My friend would love this. Send them down. And if you want tickets, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to the show. And as you know, my life purpose is to help you have the sex life and the relationship you want. And so I know a lot of you want to last longer in bed. A lot of guys, have you ever been with a guy, Lynette, in your 20s, minute man?
They come quick.
Minute man. Yeah. Okay, so Permescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to last longer bed. If you last 4 minutes, you'll last 8. If you last 1, you'll last maybe 2 to 3. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. People are freaking out about it. They're getting it in stores now. Moving like hotcakes.
Sorry, I had to
check it out. Go to promescent.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening.